Let's put it in perspective. A late finish last night, a long bus ride this morning up to Syracuse, and an early start, or at least earlier than normal start. Add to that an empty stadium. You could imagine the bats sluggish early on for both sides. Paolo Espino for Syracuse in his first three innings faced the minimum nine batters, allowing one base runner on an error, striking out three. On the other side for Lehigh Valley, Jake Thompson, a few early hits allowed, but kept the Chiefs off the board until the bottom of the third inning. Former first-rounder, hottest hitter in the IL, Trey Turner, led off with a single, his second already in this game, followed by a one-out walk to Scott Sizemore, put two on base. Again, the Pigs shooting themselves in the foot. How many times have we said that in this young season? A wild pitch puts two in scoring position, allowing Turner to score from third on a sack fly by Matt Skull. So 1-0 Syracuse. With two outs, after a walk to Jason Martinson, a 361 hitter up at the dish.
Both runners grab a lead. The 0-1 swung and a comebacker over the mound. It's going to trickle its way through to center field, a base hit. Easily rounding third and scoring is Sizemore. Stopping at second is Martinson. Goodwin pokes a chopper right over the leap of Thompson all the way into center field, and it's 2-0 Syracuse.
RBI Brian Goodwin, 2-0, but the Pigs woke up in the top of the fourth. A single by Darnell Sweeney to lead things off, followed by an infield hit by Taylor Featherston. He's now hit in nine consecutive games. One out on the inning, Andrew Knapp's infield single scores Sweeney. It's a 2-1 ball game. So Brack Stassi steps up.
Both runners grab a lead. Here's the 3-1 on the way. Swung on and ripped to right field pretty deep. Lozada's racing back. He's not going to get there. It's over his head. It one hops the wall and right. Rounding third and scoring is Featherston. All the way to third and stopping there goes Knapp. It's a game-tying ribby double for Brock Stassi. And the Pigs have tied it 2-2. Stay classy, Brock Stassi. We've got a brand new ball game here in the fourth inning at NBT Bank Stadium.
Stassi has now reached safely in all nine starts this year. Third extra base hit for Stassi comes in game number 12 of the season. All tied, 2-2. Pigs would take the lead on an RBI ground out by Cedric Hunter, his first RBI since coming to Lehigh Valley. 3-2, Pigs in front. With the lead, Jake Thompson, who's really struggled to start this season, started to settle in and pitch like the top 100 prospect he's rated. Held the Chiefs scoreless each of the next three frames, pulled after the sixth inning with a quality start, Thompson's first quality start of the year, the fifth by a member of this Pigs rotation, a rotation that is heating up of late. Thompson exits in line for the win. Espino for Syracuse, doing much of the same on his end. After the double to Stassi in the fourth inning, he retired eight straight before exiting in the sixth. But, of course, outmatched all game long by Thompson, Espino could only take the loss. So, to the bottom of the seventh inning, the final inning of play in this doubleheader shortened game. Still 3-2 Pigs in front, and Edward Mujica, who's assumed the role of closer, on for the save.
Syracuse down to its final strike pitch. Call third strike. He struck him out looking. Ball game over. Pigs fly. Pigs fly. Pigs fly.
Mujica's,
good way to start a doubleheader.
Mujica's third save of the season. And Lehigh Valley back to 500 by the final score of 3-2.